you done the dishes?
Quick, Vulcan, cut the fuse. Get those lights out.
Where's the light switch?
I can't believe the insulation in this palace. To me, the workers have done a load of shite. Shit, it's Mother. I have another announcement to make, but a quiet one. You must all leave now, by the back door, and if you happen to be upstairs, down a drain pipe.
Does that mean we have to leave now?
Be quiet, Dard. Even your voice is too loud. Everybody, get out, including you, Chuck. Vulcan, don't break things as usual as you leave.
I don't know why. I'm just clumsy. I tend to throw my weight around even though I don't want to.
Shut that voice box up! Or else, because you've got no pay to dock, I'll take away your PlayStation privileges for the week.
I am the only one allowed to play.
There, you had to go and do it. Now look at what you've done. You'll be staring at a confiscated PlayStation board for a week.
Shut up! What the fuck is this? Going on behind my back? I've just been on holiday for the last 1.5 weeks and then I come back and find this. I was actually relaxed for once on the beach.
You mean my friends and associates? Well, don't worry, it's just another world summit. I've just ordered another employee to my ranks.
It's not that, that I don't give a fuck about. But when I was walking up the drive, which took 30 minutes, I saw piles and piles of dishes through the window. You sort of lazier than a cat on Valium. You'll never fend for yourself. The world only runs itself because you force it to. And Vulcan, I can see you there slinging towards that back door. I want you and the rest of your world-controlling posse to get out properly. Saddam, tell your guests to leave by the front door. And then I want you to start work using that dishwasher. It's not been used since we got it.
Oh, I need to put my feet up after that long flight. Just our luck to get hijacked to Brazil en route. And Saddam, I think you're disgusting. Bree lived at home with me until he was 41, but I always made him put away his dishes as he ate them. He was only allowed one plate at a time, and when he was eating with his fork, he had to put away his knife. And when I came through the gate, I got dog shit on my hands. Don't any of your servants clean the grounds? How did that shit get there, of all places? What was it? One of them having a dog and holding it up mid-shit and smearing it against the post?
I have so many plates that I'm beginning to think the plate factories, if there are any, are beginning to run out.
I'll be throwing the rest of them plates out! There's such a state! You'll be back to using paper ones!
Well then, I'll just fold them up and stuff them behind things.
No, you'll take them down and wash them in dishwasher like you should have done for the past 14 days!
Then they'll all go soggy! And leave paper and sog residue around the dishes.
What the hell are you doing here? Don't you understand living in the word curfew? I want you to leave now and maybe not return. And what about your other friend, Saddam? Have they gone? And who are they?
When I saw your obvious shape arrive in the driveway, I started to usher them out. Hamid Zamil and Chugla Silvini Razamar have already managed to get their behinds through the exit.
Hamid who? Who the fuck's that?
They are members of the Secret Service, also known to the most jumped-up citizens as the Secret Police. Hamid, though, is now working as the chief spy for the Empire, an agent, if you must know, and Chug, as he is abbreviated to, is now the new head of the Secret Police.
A spy? He's a spy? What the fuck are you doing inviting a spy into the palace? He's probably installed secret cameras in the shower and bugs down me knickers.
As a security expert, I'm sure it is well within his capability. But if I was to discover such misdemeanours, he'd be the first to swing if he's left anything untoward within my private confines.
I think it's terrible, your generation. In the old days, we did everything by hand, including the dishes. When I was young, I had to do everything in the house. We didn't have a Hoover. The dustpan and brush weren't even invented. So I used to have to gather carpet dust in my hands, and then when they were full, stick them in my mouth and then go out and cough outside. As bins weren't invented in those days either.
I'm even older than you are, and most other people. You should be grateful for our meagre dishwasher and Hoover, that you don't have to...
No, I shouldn't.
Why? What have you done, Saddam? There must be a reason that I'm seeing piles and piles of dishes in hundreds of rooms.
I'm not saying anything, just go and see for yourself.
What the fuck? This is not a kitchen!
It was when you left, but I wouldn't know what to call it now. It's a room like no other.
My dishwasher is completely defunct. Stop talking back, son, or I won't be making any more meals. Every time you feel the slightest hunger, you'll have to do the rounds of Washington takeaways.
New Baghdad, actually.
I couldn't give a fuck what you've called the city. They all look the same anyway, because they've lost their character. All I can see now in cities across the world are lines of statues and an omnipresence of authority. There's no point in tourism in this regime anymore. Even the place where I went to the beach is looking the same. It felt like going home again.
It doesn't matter to all everyday citizens anyway, as they are not allowed to leave their own cities and towns. Unless they come under conscription, then they might not return.
And when I don't make any more meals, you'll be forced to eat the takeaway in the garden. Oh, what the fuck? And this, is this why it's not working? What the hell were you playing at?
Why, look at me, I know nothing.
There's a fork in the jet spray? The whole water supply to the dishwasher's blocked up?
It's a good job you mentioned that. We'd better get back.
The held back water from the dishwasher had been festering for days. However, the pipes had become weaker and weaker over the last 2 days, and in the scene in the kitchen, the White House Palace looked more like Niagara Falls.
Now I wish I hadn't put the living room next to that kitchen.
The tidal wave from the kitchen washed through the walls with the same ferocity often seen by the Atlantic Ocean. Objects in the living room, including a coffee table and a widescreen, were washed away, and the only way they could be made out afterwards was where they had been flung up against the wall, sparking in the case of the widescreen and chipped in the case of the coffee table.
I think I'll be going now.
Leaving so soon? I was just going to make you some coffee, and then we could have sat and talked for hours about our holiday. And then, of course, there's the Coronation Street episodes we missed.
I would have done that. That would have been nice. But the water's a bit much for me. I'm sodden through, and I forgot my umbrella. I had no idea I would need it in the house.
Now look what you've done!
Oh, shit!
What are you still doing here, Vulcan? I thought I told you to get out ages ago. You taking the piss?
I was leaving, and then I lost track of time playing my Game Boy Advance. I severely wished I had left now. The screen's got water under it.
Oh, I can do worse than that. A Game Boy Advance? Hand that over.
Saddam yanks the GBA out of Vulcan's hands and places it down on the floor, and then proceeds to jump up and down on it, his feet acting like a horse.
When I said you were allowed to play games, Vulcan, I meant PlayStation. Now, if there was any life left in it after the indoor rain, when these things dry out, you sometimes get lucky and they start working again. However, with pieces of GBA screen still dragging around on my foot, I would think that would be as likely as my old PlayStation that got its lid kicked off coming back to life. Looking at those unrecognizable remains, I think it's sufficiently fucked now. Now please leave. You're drenched. You must take a shower before you report back for duty again. Because I don't want your next victim to be more likely to die of your BO than your fatal bullet. I've half a mind to make it a capital offence to reek with BO in the presence of ordinary citizens.
I can't believe the state of this palace! We've been here in Washington, New Baghdad, for less than 2 weeks, and already it's in the same state as the old one back in Baghdad! So first thing in the morning, I'm calling in some services from a Yellow Pages that I found under the stairs, and getting the place replumbed and ordering a new dishwasher. I won't bother ordering a new TV for this sogged-up living room. We'll just have to make do with a 14-inch for now.
But I'm using all the 14-inches as surveillance monitors. They're shite TVs anyway, because they've been left on the same security cameras for so long that shots of the palace and grounds are burnt into the tubes.
Do you care? You're yanking them out of that surveillance room and plugging it into the outside aerial?
The next morning...
Oh, hello! Is that ABC Plastering, Plumbing and Carpeting? I only rang you because you were first in the phone book, and I couldn't give a shit enough to try any other companies to get a competitive quote. Now listen, I need my kitchen remodelling, and I need you. What does that name mean anyway?
Surely you're not specialist in all those trades.
We're called ABC because to us, we're your plastering as easy as ABC. As we went to a bank to get a loan to start this business, well, replace the word bank with building society and loan with permanent loan.
I haven't got time for this. What time can you come round?
We're a master of all trades and a jack of none. We can quote you happy, see?
You can quote me happy? You're first in the phone book. So that means you're probably the biggest rip-off in this new city. Why are you called ABC? I'm a bit concerned that you've, that it says here you're established 2005.
We're called ABC because to us, your plastering is as easy as ABC. As we went to a bank to get a loan to start this business. Well, replace the word bank with building society and loan with permanent loan.
I haven't got time for this. So what time can you come round? This better not be a rip-off. The 194 million's quickly diminishing. I'm carpeting this entire palace, and it's going to be whiter than the paint on this former building.
Even though that'd be as easy as ABC. No, we do a great job. We'll be round as soon as you can say ABC.
The doorbell? Surely that's not the plasterers and decorators. I only just called them.
As a matter of fact, it is. How did you get here so quickly?
It was a mobile phone. When we saw the state of the palace from all the way across town, we drove over here because we knew there'd be a job.
You're here quickly, I'll grant you that. But get that kettle off. There's no time for a cup of tea and a chat outside the window. Now get on with your trade. Get the fuck on with it.
Oh, you sound familiar. But I couldn't give a monkey's if it was coming out of my ass. I have a work ethic, so get to work.
Yeah, right, mate. Oh, dear. Dear.
What is it?
These pipes are more than 100 years old.
They're made of lead.
There's nothing we can do. They're all going to have to come out.
But they cover the whole palace.
We'll take care of that.
Where do you want us to start?
I don't care where, really. Because really, I don't give a shit about this job. Rainwater could be flowing out of the taps and I still wouldn't bat an eyelid. But start as far away from my royal presence and my possessions as possible.
Well, in that case, we'll start on one of the kitchens upstairs.
There aren't any kitchens upstairs.
Well, I see one room with plates piled in a bathtub.
Well, I like to eat pizza in the bath, so I pulled the plug on the water but must have forgotten the contents.
Don't worry, we'll clear all that out.
You're a dirty little shitbag, aren't you?
What was that for?
I was in that bathroom earlier, clearing your dishes. While I was in there, I thought I'd have a quick shower. But I was using the soap, but for some reason it was getting dirtier and dirtier.
The pizza must have been so soggy that you mistook it for a bar of soap.
Well, I thought it was soft. That's it. After this, you're banned from these bathrooms. You'll have to take shower gel into the new Baghdad rain from now on.
I would say sorry, but as you and the viewers probably know very well by now, I'm not a very nice man. All the Mr. Nice Guys of this world are at this moment chained to each other in a gang and building replicas of my face across the city.
It's a good job I usually forget me glasses when I drive, but then insurance is banned anyway, so don't give a shit about the Iraqi code.
Are you workhorse gobshites listening in on all this? I feel at this point I have to remind you that even in my own home, I carry some sort of gun at all times. So I pick up your tools and get to it. Or that wall, I'll blow you through it.
Yeah, all right, mate. A few minutes later...
Would you like a cup of tea, son?
No, thanks. I would only knock us across the room again. Accidentally, of course. Your teas aren't even brown. You put half a jug of milk in, and it usually curdles.
Did you drink that coffee before?
The coffee and the cup are in a plant pot somewhere. Whichever one it is. Don't bother watering it.
I've got a lot of episodes to catch up on after my last holiday.
Well, you haven't missed much.
Is it all banging on there, Saddam?
Well, don't worry. They're just stripping off the old pipes and banging new ones in.
I hope they turn the water main off.
No, it's still on. Because I just shut one out and flushed a fresh shit down New Baghdad's sewers.
Did we really have to know that?
I could have neglected to tell you, but you might have found your head being blown back if you entered the wrong bathroom.
Oops.
upstairs in the palace with more rooms than there are houses remaining in New Baghdad.
How are you getting on?
I'm doing shit. I can't tell which pipes are the ones to pull.
Well, that's an electricity main.
Oh, shit! The pipe's alive!
Well, is it me, or is that water warm?
Downstairs.
Don't touch that video! I'm just going to refill the kettle.
I don't know how many times I tell you that I don't want the cup. I have a teapot and a kettle in my many bedrooms.
Well, that's why I've seen so many of your windows fogged up with steam. I don't even want to think about why your windows seem to have a brown tint.
So I don't finish the cup.
Just a minute!
From the kitchen.
Shit, the water's warming the cold tap! Who the fuck do these women think they are? You doing all right up there, boys?
It's going fine, miss.
We're just going out for some tools. We'll be back in an hour.
I don't know, you're not just buggering off with my money. This is a powerful house.
Yes, if that work is shit, your asses will hit prison faster than enemies of the state. Namely, often former presidents such as Gorbachev and Milosevic. You'll find them and many other famous faces imprisoned around the world. I don't store them in their home countries. George W. Bush, for example, is languishing in a Moscow dungeon, while Arafat is in Africa. I forget which country exactly, but let's face it, every conquered province, apart from South Africa and Egyptirak, is just about as poor and desperate as each other. In planning which rotten penitentiary he was going to end his days in, I might as well have just opened an atlas on Africa and stuck a pin through the pages.
Well, don't worry. We'll leave our tools here. We'll just have to come back for them and be trustworthy.
Trust is our middle name.
What good are those? What good are those tools? They look bent out of shape. They don't look like they're worth anything. For some reason, it looks like they've been vandalised already. While you are gone, I will send Steve to keep you company.
Whatever. We'll be back and start putting those pipes in action.
The kettle's boiled already.
Ah! I touched the kettle to pour it out, and I got blown to the other side of the kitchen.
An hour later...
I'm wet through!
Oh, we should have told you. Don't turn any taps on.
Why didn't you turn the water tap off at the main, you inept cowboys?
Well, we tried to turn it off, but it came off instead.
In our hands?
I turned a tap on in the kitchen, and the sprinkler system came on.
We fitted the tap off the water main on another tap which was broken off.
I'll give you to the clap of my hands to get upstairs and stop fixing this wet shit. Otherwise...
Sir, I don't think that's a very good idea.
Now, on the count of clap.
The fucking light in the living room is flashing! Get it off! It's like strobe effect! It's making the Rover's Return look like a fucking nightclub!
Counting to the clap. I used to have a clapping lampshade once. However, whenever Mr. Dodd and Vulcan visited, as they must do as part of their contracts, and did something wrong, I would inevitably lose it, and the lights in the kitchen flashed like traffic lights. So I took the lampshade to the highest story I had at the time, and quite accidentally let it slip out of my hands. I never came across any ex-lamp parts on the ground below, but I saw a cloud appear that looked suspiciously like lamp dust. I thought a genie might come out, but the only place he'd have to go back to would be smashed.
You always wreck something when it goes the slightest wrong. We would have had over 100 tellies around the palace if you hadn't launched them through plate glass windows when both them and hotels hadn't been banned.
I can live like a rock star if I so desire. I often do. After all, I'm much more important than celebrities everywhere. Thankfully, film and music stars are banned now, as is their craft. Studies have shown that exposure to music and films in a workplace can cause a 50% loss in productivity. All citizens can watch now on their backs and listen to me on their nearest TV screens.
But the screens aren't all wrecked. The ones that haven't suffered a putting through are still in one piece. But you're watching them just on their circuit boards.
Boys, I hope you're not listening in on this, because if I decide to pay you, it'll be by the second. I want to see you above those floorboards in a matter of...
They've already left!
All right, what's the job here?
I wrote it down in my paper.
Where is it?
I binned it when I read it.
Well, didn't you read the fucking job?
No, I thought it was a crossword.
Well, we'll have to guess. Well, let's see who we are. Who are we?
We're the Brothers of Stomp.
Well, no, I don't mean that. What the fuck do we do in life?
Well, I've got a plumber's t-shirt on. Is that a fucking clue?
Well, all right, where do we start? We were doing this job an hour ago. I know, Those pipes, start wrenching them up and liberating them from the floor.
Okay, now what?
I've got 30 pipes in my hands. Is the job done?
Going well, boys. You've been working hard, I'll grant you that. But then I find that wherever I am present, everyone else already does. So I don't really give a shit.
Yeah, we've nearly finished.
Yeah, whatever we're doing.
Shut the fuck up.
I hope you're not trying to hide anything from me. You keep an eye on those work shy lads. I got something to mention that I was up here earlier. And you were sat perched in the bedroom, sat staring into space.
I was just assessing the situation.
You didn't turn a tap on to test it. Now listen, I'm not paying you if this job is incomplete within the half hour.
All right, miss.
I just need the loo.
In one of the many bathrooms.
Oh, shit. The toilet won't flush. Oh, no.
What is it?
Every time I flush a jet spray goes up in the shower and bath simultaneously.
Oh, you haven't crossed the pipes over.
What can we do about this?
I know.
I'm just going for a shower. It's 2 weeks already.
In the shower?
What the fuck? I never bought this flavour of shower gel. It's brown! Oh no, it couldn't be. Please don't tell me it's true. Their necks are going to ring!
Saddam bursts through the shower glass and runs upstairs. He has forgotten to put any garments on. His hair and lower back are still covered in what can only be described as recent excrement.
Look, look, what the fuck is this?
It's all done, sir.
We ought to do a bit of cross-piping.
No. Now, even though the rest of this job might have been up to scratch, I want you to pick up a toothbrush and start scrubbing the floors of the showers you have discoloured with what must have been my shit.
Well, we can't do that. We're only the
Brothers of Stomp.
Did we say that out loud?
Yes, you did. Because I either imagined it, or you're those former Lodger brothers. The Brothers of Stomp.
Yes, we are.
No wonder a torrent of water is rushing towards us as we speak!
We better make, like, splits and leave.
I second that.
Are you leaving your tools behind? Watch out! They seem to be getting thrown towards you! I warn you, because if you do, I'll be peering at the exit like the genie from that lamp I smashed and throwing them at you!
Tools? They're going rusty from water exposure already.
Saddam! The kitchen looks like a fish tank!
And...
No, it's not the end. Comrade, pass me the mobile.
You have reached the maybe lost answer phone of Chug. You can leave a message after the tone. However, I may not get back to you.
Come on, come on, pick up the fucking phone! This is not a joke. Your employment contract and quite possibly your life may depend on it.
Hello? I'm here. The phone is ringing off the hook.
I am enraged! Your phone answering seconds are appalling! But I'm not one for shitty chit-chat. I only bother to move my lips if I'm about to say something vital. So here's your first assignment. Have you ever heard of the Brothers of Stomp?
No.
Well, you have now. I want you to follow them. I am fed up with not knowing who they are and them randomly appearing in any episode they so wish. I wish I'd never heard of them myself. And certainly the palace condition does.
And what is the description of the offending guys?
Well, they are loud and unruly. They are carrying a number of tools in a white van with red paint streaked across it. The registration number was, well, I think blank, because they didn't seem to give a shit about the laws. So they're in an unmarked van. And the last thing I ever heard was them saying, Brothers of Stomp!
Okay, I may have only been unemployed for a matter of days, but I more than know what to do.
I would advise you to have an interrogation pack with you with useful items such as crowbars and lie detectors, preferably ones with a cord that attaches to the mains. The Brothers of Stomp are hard to break, even if everything around them isn't. Now my palace resembles an estuary, thanks to their rogue trading antics.
This is fine, but the paycheck you gave me bounced, quite literally. It dropped onto the pavement and bounced back into my pocket. The bank wouldn't touch it, even if their security guys would.
I don't have to listen to this.
But...
Oh, just fuck off.